still too close to call. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Pennsylvania GOP Senate race, with thousands of mail-in and some military ballots still to be counted. Dr. Mehmet Oz clinging to a 1,200-vote lead.
We have covered all counties to ensure that the ballots are correctly counted. This election is ours. We have done well.
But businessman Dave McCormick telling Fox's The Ingram Angle he is closing the gap.
There's a huge number of absentee ballots, which we're winning disproportionately. And that's why I have a lot of confidence I'm going
to
win this.
The race likely headed to an automatic recount, which would take days to determine. As the baby formula shortage continues, President Biden invoking war powers in an effort to solve it.
The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
The president also ordering the Defense Department to dispatch aircraft overseas to pick up formula and bring it to the U.S. Saturday's mass shooting in Buffalo, which left 10 people dead, could have been prevented.
Just 30 minutes before the deadliest mass shooting in Buffalo's history, the accused gunman shared his plans online, inviting a small group of people into a chat room on the messaging app Discord. 18-year-old Peyton Gendron described in detail his plans to murder as many black people as possible. No one alerted authorities.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. The House has passed a bill to devote more federal resources to preventing domestic terrorism in response to the attack. Five people have been shot in Philadelphia, just blocks away from the campus of Temple University. Three of them critically injured, including one man who was shot 14 times. Police say they have two people in custody, not yet speculating on a motive. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow plunged 1,164 points. NASDAQ fell 566. The S&P 500, 165 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In Chicago, the shooting in an elementary school. The gun brought there by a second grader.
28-year-old Tatiana Kelly is accused of three misdemeanor counts of child endangerment after a gun that somehow got into her second grader's backpack accidentally fired a shot Tuesday, injuring that child's 7-year-old classmate at Disney Magnet School on the city's north side. Many parents there now with many questions.
How did a kid get a gun in his backpack?
For a little kid to have a gun is frightening.
We're told the victim was taken to a hospital with a graze wound in good condition as police continue to investigate. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The U.S. Marshals Service says it has begun around-the-clock protection for U.S. Supreme Court justices. In the wake of the leaked draft opinion, after weeks of criticism, the Department of Homeland Security is pausing the Disinformation Governance Board it rolled out a few weeks ago. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defending the idea, saying it was mischaracterized.
It was never about censorship, policing speech, or removing content from anywhere. Its function was to keep Homeland Security officials aware of how bad actors, including human smugglers, transnational criminal organization, and foreign adversaries could use disinformation to advance their goals.
Another record in the AAA tally of gas prices, the average gallon just under $4.57 Wednesday. That's up a dollar and a half from this time last year. Analysts at J.P. Morgan predicting the average will surpass $6 a gallon before Labor Day because of increased demand and reduced supplies. Remains found in a rice field in Thailand, maybe those of an American airman missing since World War II. They'll attempt to use DNA to confirm the identity, but it's suspected they are the remains of a U.S. Army Air Corps pilot who disappeared on a reconnaissance mission in 1944. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.